You're listening to episode number 1806 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, August 26, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
National Dog Day. Are you a dog person?
I am a dog person.
I thought you were more a cat person.
I am a cat person.
Yeah.
I'm both.
You're both. Uh-huh. Your team cat, your team dog.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I believe that. My wife will feed the dog half of what she's eating. She does. She'll sit down, she's having dinner, and you know, I start seeing things hit the floor. And if she doesn't, Maggie will beg, and I hate that. So Maggie. I won't feed Maggie from the table.
Maggie.
Because I don't want her. I don't want her getting that habit. Of course, she's in that habit. She's in the habit. She doesn't bark at me. She only barks at Mrs. Boss. Hey, some random facts for you today. The word candidate comes from the Latin word candidatus, which means clothed in white. Because in ancient Rome, men running for political offices wore white togas.
Okay.
True story.
Huh.
Candidatus.
Okay.
The reason there are usually mirrors next to elevators is to keep people distracted while they wait.
Oh.
Huh. Which might also be why there are mirrors in elevators, too.
What does that do for vampires?
They're not distracted. They're not distracted. And they usually don't get in elevators either. Friends. The series Friends
went
through three other titles first. And I've heard these.
Yes.
Insomnia Cafe.
Okay.
Six of One. Yeah.
Okay.
And Friends Like Us. And I believe Friends Like Us was the title that was on the pilot, and NBC changed it to just Friends, which I think is better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, wonder why Owen Wilson is basically in every Wes Anderson movie?
Because they're buds?
They are. They were roommates at UT in the early 90s.
Oh, University of Texas.
Yeah, so there you go. Some random facts for you today.
So you can't call it nepotism because it's not family.
Yeah, I guess not.
But yet,
it is. But it kind of is.
Yeah.
They're bros.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Bros before hoes.
I was going to say, that was coming next. All right. But I'm glad you said it. Yeah. It's time for the Who Cares News. Bros before hoes.
Well, I got a story about your girl, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry made the news today.
She is. Aww. She did.
Ah.
She's filed a request to act as her own lawyer in her divorce from ex Olivier Martinez.
Oh. Uh-huh. Okay, I gotcha. So she wants to represent herself.
Yeah.
She wants to represent. See, here's the deal. She's got plenty of money for a divorce attorney. Uh-huh. Why is she doing this?
I don't know. Number one.
Number two, why don't they just do mediation?
I don't know.
You know what? It's just like, dude, sit down. They're going to tell you can't have my money. We got a prenup. I'm sure they got a prenup. She has to have a prenup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he like a photographer, a model?
Model, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So he makes money.
He makes some money. Maybe. Not Halle Berry money. Because, you know, she's got that line of fitness products now. She's making bank.
So since they've been split for 5 years.
I'm sure she's making bank.
Well, since they've been, probably so. Since they've been split for 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You think he'll ask for any of that money in the last 5 years?
Ah, you know what? That's probably something he can do.
But they haven't been together, so I don't know.
Oh, you know, I'm not a lawyer, so I couldn't tell you. And apparently, Hallie's not either, so I don't know how she's going to find out what's right and wrong. she's probably doing some
Google research.
I was going to say, she's been on Google. She's figured it out how to be her own lawyer in her own damn divorce.
She's been busy making movies, and she's getting in shape, and famously isn't interested in getting hitched or hooked up
now. She said she might be hooking up with somebody.
It hasn't worked out well either, but she's not hooking up.
Well, we don't know. Okay. I think she's probably hooking up.
Well, the
that just made my morning thinking about that, but that's okay. I'm all right. Back to you.
You're giddy with excitement. I can tell. Giddy.
She's going to be a free woman.
So her former attorney, he accepted this change and signed off on it on July 30th.
She probably paid him off.
So Hallie signed off herself.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah. See, that's kind of my thought.
It's like, hey, quit spending my money.
And he's going to give her like...
Yeah. Is there more to this story? She handed off to her lawyer. Her lawyer handed off to her. It's a handoff. It's a big handoff job. You see what I did there? Handoff job.
As soon as you said handoff, I knew what was coming.
You know me too well.
Literally and physically. Now...
Oh, stop.
Her ex, Olivier, or her soon-to-be ex, he's hired a celebrity divorce attorney.
Oh, no, I don't think that's good news.
No.
I don't think that's good news. Maybe she shouldn't have handed off so soon.
Maybe not.
It's not like either one of them got in a big-ass hurry about getting divorced.
I know. I wonder why it's been 5 years.
Maybe they thought they'd get back together. Didn't she beat the crap out of him?
He's a loser.
I know, but I think she beat the crap out of him. That was part of the deal.
She
got upset with him one day at a party, and she punched him or something. I don't know.
I'll look into that for you, John Van Camp.
One of her mates. Back to you.
The executives behind the Ellen DeGeneres Show were already aware of an allegation of a toxic workplace culture at least 2 years ago.
Everybody was aware. For the last 3 weeks, everybody I've talked to, they bring it up. I mean, it's the topic du jour. Ellen. Well, I'll be with somebody or I'll be talking to somebody online. Ellen. ... Everybody knew.
Well, BuzzFeed had brought this up.
Oh, yeah, they know everything. BuzzFeed.
It was following a series of reports and allegations of sexual misconduct and harassment from behind the scenes.
Yeah, there was a guy, one of the producers.
Yep, and they reported that a complaint was filed with an industry union back in 2018.
What?
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm surprised the union didn't, like, push that issue.
Oh, I'm very surprised.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe, you know.
Probably a little moolah exchange.
A little moolah was exchanged under the table at the old union hall.
Well, everyone's pretty skeptical because it didn't go over well the first time with the investigation. And a lot of people think it's a publicity plot.
It probably is.
Publicity ploy.
A publicity plot ploy.
Plot ploy.
Oh, man.
Stunt.
Everybody knew.
I know.
I mean, this was the worst kept secret in Hollywood. I think people don't like Ellen. I think that's the deal.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think this season is going to be the telltale.
Yes.
They're going back on the air in less than a month.
Okay.
They're actually going back to Warner Brothers to do the show.
Oh, what?
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to have an audience?
Oh, okay. I doubt there will be an audience. Now, what they should do is they should, like, just dub in old audience noise like they're doing on the baseball games.
They will.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Then Ellen can dance up the stairs with nobody in the audience.
With cardboard cutouts.
I like it. I like this. Ellen, are you listening? She doesn't listen to us anymore because we told everybody how bad she was.
Yeah.
Back to you. Have a good day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.